Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pelicans just flew to Australia for a couple of exhibition games out there, and it's a long flight. And so I'm curious, what's the longest flight you've ever taken? One person text, 17 hours from Johannesburg to D.C. We were all in a bad mood. Another says, my son went to Australia, but he spent 2 days in Hawaii first. Yeah, it's a good way to break it up because it's like 10 hours from Honolulu to Australia. Somebody else says, 15 hours New York to Tokyo nonstop. It's certainly worth the upgrade. Yeah, the good news is the Pelicans were on one of those jumbo jets with the lounge and everything else, and a basketball team's not all that big, so they had plenty of room to stretch out, walk around, and do their thing. Glade Bilby joins us now, president of French Quarter Citizens, board member with the French Quarter Management District. Glade, what's the longest flight you've ever taken?
From Los Angeles to Hong Kong or Tokyo, and that was probably 12 hours. Something like that.
That's a long time.
Yeah,
that's a long
either,
time on a plane.
Either that or it's walking from the back of the quarter to the front of the quarter.
Yes, that takes a long time as well.
Right.
No doubt. On a more serious note, another quadruple shooting in the French Quarter in the 200 block of Bourbon Street early Sunday morning. A woman from Chicago there to celebrate her birthday was shot down and killed. Three other people hospitalized. We have seen an increase in crime in the last several weeks, and some of that has been in the French Quarter. What is the feeling and discussion amongst the residents and businesses in the French Quarter?
Well, I think what comes to mind is what Chief Superintendent Kirkpatrick said about the concealed carry permit. We have more people carrying guns, and I think it's problematic. I mean, when you mix alcohol, guns, and drugs, what could go wrong? And that's where we are. I think if you look at the photographs that were sent out over the media, you see a gun in this person's waistband that they're alleged was the shooter of this. It's obvious when you look at it in the newspaper. So I think maybe the prevalence of guns is a problem, and that's what everybody's talking about. How do we stop that part of it?
Yeah, and I understand that argument. At the same time, we have seen dramatic decreases in crime, and maybe it's coincidental, maybe it's not. Maybe crime would have gone down more, maybe it would have gone down less. We don't know if the concealed carry law change hadn't occurred at the same time. But I understand the police's point that previously, if they see someone carrying a gun, they see a bulge in their waistband, they see what appears to be a gun. Prior to this law that allows people to conceal carry without a permit, they could stop that person and question them. Now they can't. Whether that's a factor or not, I guess, is for the scientists to continue to debate and to figure out. How would you feel if the National Guard, as the governor has now requested, starts patrolling in the French Quarter and elsewhere across the city of New Orleans, Glade?
Well, I think it's an interesting prospect. If it is, because we do have the National Guard come here, certainly the last Super Bowl, Mardi Gras, when we have large events, we've had that happen. If it's integrated properly and planned with the local police force, with the Sheriff's Department, NOPD, state police, I think it could add to the manpower because everybody knows we have a manpower shortage. That is why French Quarter Management started 10 years ago, because we didn't have enough police for the French Quarter. And so we have the supplemental police patrol. So integrated properly, I think it could make sense. Let's just say that. It could make sense.
We're talking with Glade Bilby with French Quarter Citizens. When we come back, if the National Guard could make sense, how could it make sense and how would it work? And do you think it would hurt tourism? And what else can be done to keep a decrease in crime going when we've seen a blip going the wrong direction? We'll ask Glade Bilby those questions after we check on WWL traffic. 825, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. Folks are texting us about the longest flights they've ever taken because the Pelicans just flew like 19 or 20 hours from New Orleans to Australia. One person texted in, said, 24-hour flight from Gulfport to Bora Bora. Four planes and two boats to get to the Four Seasons. Man, I bet it was worth it, though, once you got there. Glade Bilby is our guest, president of French Quarter Citizens, talking about recent crime in the French Quarter, the quadruple shooting Sunday morning, leaving one person dead and three wounded. We're talking about the National Guard, Glade, because the governor has now formally requested 1,000 National Guard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Troops to help across the city of New Orleans, not only in the French Quarter. Based on what you've seen in the past when the Guard has been here for special events after the terror attack, for the Super Bowl, do you fear that Guard presence hurts tourism? And if so, how can we balance that out?
I don't know that it would hurt tourism. I think there's a reasonable expectation that you're going to be safe when you visit somewhere. It's all over Europe. They have guards all over Europe. All the big cities, all the big vacation places have people with guns, weapons, whether it's Army or National Guard style. But I don't think that's going to be a giant problem if it's integrated properly. Now, the ironic thing that this catalyst is the killing of a woman from Chicago who had 40 shootings last week and 10 murders last week. And she comes here and wants to be safe and enjoy herself and is killed in a random shooting. But I think done well and not overburdening people, it will be a catalyst for safety in the French Quarter.
What else can be done at this point as we've seen a steady decrease in violent crime across the city and in the French Quarter? What do you feel has to be done to continue that progress when the last few weeks we've seen a blip and things heading in the wrong direction?
Well, things always are cyclical. They go up and down a little bit. And I think the decrease is because of our proactive police measures in the quarter, where they're not just reacting to things. They're integrating the sheriff's department, LSP, NOPD. And I think they're doing a good job. So I think probably continuation of that. And if they integrate whatever National Guard services can come in the right locations at the right hours, because we're a nighttime economy. None of this stuff happens. Well, not much of it happens during the middle of the day. It's always 11, 12, in this case, 2:30 in the morning. And so that has to be taken into consideration, the time frame of these things.
There still has been no resolution to the issue of whether or not Bourbon Street should be a pedestrian mall. And there's been some push in the last week or two to bring that issue to a final resolution. How do you see that all ending? Will Bourbon Street ultimately be a pedestrian mall or not in your expectation?
Well, I don't think it's feasible because of the status quo we have here. 18 million tourists. You have to get supplies in, supplies out. You've got to clean it up all the time. Closing it off a certain hour certainly makes sense. Now, one of these things happened on Loyola Street. Now, granted, I was told that the fight happened around on Canal Street and bled over toward Loyola. But any side street this could happen on. It doesn't have to happen on Bourbon. And you can't throw a net around the whole French Quarter. I think it just has to bring up a level of compliance, and maybe just guard on every corner would help with that. And maybe some more tools for the police rather than taking away tools for the police. I don't know if you have time, but part of the problem with this concealed carry permit is Second Amendment. And this is off the wall, but maybe it is. The crime is concealing it, is not carrying it. So everybody has to carry one. You got to see it. And then you know who to avoid.
Well, maybe the legislature will revisit that, but it seems like they were pretty resolute in wanting to allow concealed carry. Open carry, though, is also legal in Louisiana. Thank you. We appreciate the time, Glade. Always a pleasure. I know we'll be talking to you again soon. He's Glade Bilby. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. When we come back, looks like the Saints are going to get their Swiss Army knife back. At least at practice. What about in the game Sunday against the Giants? We'll find out from Jeff Nowak, our WWL Saints sideline reporter, after we check in with the news. And also get more of your texts at 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. The Pelicans have flown to Australia, and players were talking about what a ridiculously long flight that was. Yeah, like 19, 20 hours. What's the longest flight you've ever taken? We'll talk about it after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.